God of hope, fill you with all joy, all peace, and greeting. Through the power of His Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. Amen. The word for consideration this morning comes from the Old Testament reading in Isaiah 42. A bruised reed He, the Lord, will not break, and a smoldering wick He will not snuff out. Same in fact. How much is a human being worth? It used to be said that if you take the various minerals and elements in the human body, that they would together be worth about 98 cents. It would be somewhat more now with inflation. But you know you are worth a lot more than that. A related question to this is, how much are you worth to God? How high a value does the Lord place on you as an individual person? This is the question which our text for today deals with. It tells us that we have a very high value in the eyes of God. Whoever we are, whatever we may be like, even with our sins, the Lord considers each one of us as very highly worthwhile to Him. Let's think about this today. Your worth to God. I presume that at times in life, for most of us, when we feel rather worthless, we feel inadequate, we feel as though we don't measure up nearly as well as some others that we know. And this is a common thing. This is probably true in every individual person. You may feel like that in regard to your family life. You may feel that way in relation to your peers here at the seminary. You may feel like that in comparison to some of those people whose lives you study in the Holy Scriptures. Look at Daniel. He let himself be thrown into a den of lions rather than compromise his faith. Elijah, he stood there alone for God against hundreds of false prophets. John the Baptizer, he refused to tone down God's message even to save his very life. The wise men, they kept on persisting, kept on searching for that newborn king. You look at people in the Bible like this, and some of the great things they did for God and for their fellow man. Then we look at our own life, and how little we sometimes accomplish for God. It makes us feel kind of small. It makes us seem not worth very much before the Lord. These words here in our text, I think many of us can identify with them rather closely. We talk here about some people being like a bruised reed. A reed, a slender stalk of grass in the water. Generally, it grows straight up. It may look fairly strong. And yet the least little storm may bend it and bruise it and tip it over sideways. And that's also in our Christian life. The least little trouble or problem sometimes can bruise our faith, can bend crooked our relationship to the Lord. It mentions here also a smoldering wick. Think of one of those old-fashioned lamps where the wick at times is burning very low. Isn't this a fitting description also of what our Christianity sometimes is like? We'd like to be a good, strong, roaring fire for the Lord. we'd like to be the kind of Christian whose faith shines forth light and clear, whose light helps many others find their way to God. But in actuality, our faith is often more like a smoldering wick. It is barely staying alive itself. And so once again, when we are honest with ourselves, we may wonder, how much am I really worth to God? Now comes the good news of this Bible. A bruised reed he, the Lord, will not break, and a smoldering wick he will not snuff out. What God is telling us is that we are of infinite worth to Him, whatever kind of Christian we may be. So maybe you are not a Daniel in your Christian faith. So maybe you are not an Abraham in your faith. God loves you just the same. God cares for you, nevertheless. Despite your weaknesses and shortcomings, despite your failure to be as good a Christian as some others are, nevertheless, you are worth as much as anyone in the eyes of God. Look again at and listen to and believe what the Lord is telling us here. A bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering wick he will not snuff out. The Christian whose faith is only a slender reed. The Christian who has at times only a small glimmer of real love within himself for the Lord. The Christian who often falls far short of what he should be and could be. The Lord does not push aside that person as being useless and worthless. The Lord does not give up on him because he's not doing much good anyway. Just the opposite. The Lord holds him on high as someone very useful and worthwhile to him. God counts each individual as somebody truly important. This little spark of faith God keeps tenderly fanning that spark. This bruised reed God keeps nursing along that reed to help it grow up strong and straight. God's purpose is never to despise, to trample down the weak Christian. His purpose rather is to encourage and to raise up such people. God seeks to lovingly help those people along so that they too may reach the heavenly door. The best way to see just how much you are worth to God is by looking at you. You know what Jesus did? In the words of today's epistle, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. You know why Jesus did that. To earn forgiveness and salvation. For whom? Well, for all the world, we usually answer, and that's true. This man, though, think of that in a more personal way. Jesus came to earn forgiveness and salvation for you. He was born at Bethlehem for you. He died at Calvary for you. He had you very specifically in mind, and the canceling out of your sins when he went through all those things. The Lord's Supper is the Holy Communion. It's a coming together of many people who have a similar faith. And yet at the same time, the And Harry Sutton was also a very personalized, a very individualized sacrament. You eat the bread. You drink the wine. You personally receive the Lord himself, given and shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. One final thought. Since you as an individual are so precious to Christ that he offered up his life to save you, and since the Lord himself places such a high value on you as an individual, then should you as a Christian ever be running yourself down? Should you ever be going around saying or thinking that your life doesn't count for very much? We do that sometimes. But our life may not count for much with certain other people, or perhaps especially in the eyes of the world. But that's not what's important. When do you stand with God? Raise your voice to him. God counts you as somebody special. God looks at you as somebody very worthwhile and precious. God has created only one of you in this whole wide world. Believe then of how much worth you are to him. And live your life then in the confidence that God has things for you to do. And that your life has meaning, has purpose before the Lord. Through Jesus Christ, you count with God. Praise his holy name.